The chair will entertain a motion for adjournment. All right. I got your attention, huh? Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Good morning. All right, as many of you in the audience know, we have a very full agenda, a lot of people here today, a number of significant issues before us, and so just up front, I would ask for your cooperation. We will try to get through everything we can today and be as patient as possible. I just ask we will respect you, and just hopefully you will respect us as well, so that we don't get out of control or out of hand here, and I know that we'll have a congenial meeting, give everyone an opportunity to testify on those issues that are so important to each of you. We're going to begin. With the chair's report, and my report is we have a big agenda, so let's get started. Next, Mr. Leahy.
I would just like to report to the board that the FTA has informed us that there's going to be a delay of about 2 to 3 months on their review of a number of our rail projects. We will continue to work with them to try to get their reviews done on an expedited basis. With that, I'll conclude my report.
Thank you. And I'd also, the agenda indicated that we were going to have a presentation on high-speed rail, but due to the agenda and the length of the meeting today, that we postponed that. All right, so let's do the agenda. Michelle, you want to do a roll call first, please? Can I turn it up? Okay. Item 6 and 13 have been pulled from the consent calendar. Okay? All right. We are going to begin on Board of Directors items. We got some noise out in the hallway because we're sort of close the doors or ask them to keep it down. Please, just so we can get full attention here. Okay, on item number one, I'm going to ask Director Ridley Thomas to give some opening comments in regards to the item before us. Item number one. Item number one. Then we will open up the public testimony. Mark?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. We bring this matter to you out of a sincere sense of hope and a resolution that we can embrace our chance to the Crenshaw to LAX light rail line forward in the right way. It's our view that this is essentially our last chance to do it right. And I want to begin by describing this in many respects as a defining moment. Those who are considered stakeholders, Mr. Chair, view this accordingly. Those stakeholders who are in many instances voters enthusiastically weighed in for public transit and essentially make their sentiments known today. The two items as set forth in the motion, first to include a station on the Crenshaw LAX Transit Corridor at Vernon Avenue to serve Leimert Park Village, and second to construct an underground tunnel between 48th Street and 60th Street on Crenshaw Boulevard to serve the Park Mesa Heights neighborhood. Let me just take the opportunity to speak to both of those with as much clarity as possible, and I trust that the board will benefit from my perspective as it is implied in the motion, but this makes it more explicit. In the view of many, Leimert Park is the preeminent regionally known destination on the Crenshaw line. There is no venue more prominent than Leimert Park Village than the LA International Airport. After you talk about LAX, you've got to talk about Leimert Park Village. It is the cultural and commercial corridor or center of an historic and unique neighborhood. Its location of rather exceptional, extraordinary, outstanding institutions such as the Urban League and the Tavis Smiley Studios and much more, an array of bookstores, one called Esawan, restaurants and fine arts retailers, performances, spaces, and entertainment venues of some consequence. And I'm pleased that members of the board found their way to Leimert Park Village to find out for themselves. It shows an appropriate degree of due diligence, some of whom had shopped there many years ago, I'm told. And so here we are again, trying to move it forward and make it better. To construct the Crenshaw line without a station at Leimert Park would be likened to building the Purple Line without a stop at Century City, the Red Line without a stop at Hollywood, or the Gold Line without a stop or stops at Mariachi Plaza or the East Los Angeles Civic Center. These are the comparable or analogous examples that I think we ought to think about. And so the Metro Board has received thousands of pieces of communication, signatures, and petition. You have a binder here with signatures of over 5,000 individuals who have pledged their support to the motion. You have, in addition to that, letters nearing well over 175 expressing that view from our congressional delegation, each member of the congressional delegation, Karen Bass, Maxine Waters, Laura Richardson, who serves on transportation in the House. Every significant news organ, namely La Opinion and the Los Angeles Times, Los Angeles Sentinel, The Wave newspapers, Our Weekly, have weighed in on this and more. And many of the individuals in this room today are here for this precise purpose. And the bottom line is that we must have a station to serve Leimert Park. If I can move on to the Park Mesa Heights Tunnel, admittedly, this is a more complex and more challenging decision, but all evidence supports constructing a tunnel for this segment, less than 1 mile in length from 48th Street to 60th Street on Crenshaw Boulevard. The fact is that the line is planned to be below ground to the north and below ground grade to the south. So the continuation of tunneling through this section is feasible. The Metro's own study notes that a tunnel in this segment will improve travel times for all passengers on the line, including significantly transit patients arriving and departing at LAX and workers in the airport area. And I think it's important to know that a tunnel will also improve ridership on the line and thereby increase what we often are concerned about, namely fare box revenues. Metro is always concerned about increasing revenues, and justifiably so. And more significantly, especially for many of the people here today, there are great concerns in the community about safety of running an at-grade rail line so close to Crenshaw High School, so close to View Park Prep School, senior centers, and pedestrian-oriented retail district on the boulevard. I have said repeatedly over the span of our discussion on this matter that the ghost of Expo Phase 1 concerns me. And if you will, the struggles to obtain California Public Utility Commission approvals for an at-grade crossing close to schools remains vivid in the mind of these stakeholders. And note that the neighborhoods near Dorsey and Fauché did not have the large concentration of senior housing and retail activity that the corridor that we describe as Park Mesa Heights does, with businesses and the like. And Mr. Chairman and colleagues, the CPUC has already sent a message of recommendation. In their word, the line is not to be constructed at grade. They recommend that it not. And here's the quote. We recommend Metro grade separate the intersections of 57th Street and Slauson Avenue. Now, this is the most recent correspondence of which my office is aware, and it seems to me to be instructive as to the board's deliberations. The question of traffic is extremely significant. It is widely acknowledged that an at-grade line will have serious impacts on local businesses during construction, perhaps threatening their very existence, and even worse, when the train is in service, many cross streets in the neighborhood will be closed. And east-west traffic will be concentrated on the three streets, 48th, 54th, and Slauson. And all the important Slauson-Crenshaw intersection traffic level service after the line is constructed is predicted to be at level F. Some of us who recall our elementary school days and beyond, remember A, B, C, D, and then didn't even go to E, it went to F. This is what is being communicated by this study, namely that that intersection would receive a failing or a flunking grade. And I don't believe that we can start on this course knowing that we will flunk. And so I believe very strongly that the future of economic development on the Crenshaw Corridor is at stake. With the cross streets cut off and the traffic at flunking levels of congestion, we can see that no substantial economic development would easily occur there. And so we're not planning simply for today. Get this, we're not planning for today. We are planning for tomorrow, for the future of the Crenshaw Corridor. This is about looking through the eyes of the most significant public investment that will find its way on that corridor and many corridors throughout our communities to realize that we should cause it to move matters forward, not backwards, and not stagnate them. This is not to take a picture of what's here now and say it should stay this way in perpetuity. It is about advancement and development of the communities under consideration. And as a result, the decision to run the train at Grain through, at grade, through Park Mesa Heights will consign this neighborhood to a certain level of economic limitation. We're trying to lift the lid as best as we can. Imagine, if you would, what would happen if a light rail train had been constructed down Lancashire Boulevard in the Valley, or down Wilshire in Koreatown instead of a subway. The outstanding additional development that has made these communities thrive, these neighborhoods into shining examples of economic revitalization, precisely because of the investment made here, we think that we ought to expand that kind of excitement, particularly in these times of economic challenge for communities throughout the region. And so instead, Metro had the foresight to do that. We appealed to the board to establish and exercise similar foresight. Constructing a line at grade through Park Mesa Heights may be adequate from some perspective for the level of activity that exists today, but that doesn't speak to what Crenshaw can and should be for tomorrow. I close on the point of funding. We understand that funding these two decisions will require us to make decisions. There is no contingency as such that can easily be tapped. We understand that. Instead, we need to look at our priorities and determine where these investments stand vis-a-vis the many priorities that Metro has to make. We further understand that Metro's budget is fluid and that new circumstances arise every day, all day. They do today, and they certainly will from time to time in the future. I make the point that this member of the board has been flexible and supported those issues when they have made sense, and I think today's discussion will make it clear that this makes sense as well. And so Metro staff has shown us that we can redirect resources to Leimert Park and to Park Mesa Heights without raiding any new transit or highway construction projects. And I want to be clear, we do not propose to direct funds away from Expo Line, the Green Line, or the subway toward the sea. That's not what we are seeking to do. Or from I-5, Route 138, or any other highway project. I want to make that plain today. Not affecting Measure R resources or any other state or local law. We're not in violation of the law as it has been asserted. No outlaws up in here. What we are doing... Mr. Chairman, what we are doing is asking for a decision about immediate priorities. And Metro does have the ability to find the funds to do this work. And we simply hope that that will be the result. May I simply seek to remind you, when we needed to cure the situation at Farmdale, we found the resources. When we wanted to deal with an item that wasn't a priority but came to our attention, namely to buy Union Station, we found those resources, some $75 million. And I'm not suggesting for one moment that I was not a part of those decisions. In fact, I was. Flexibility, responsiveness to emerging needs as they present themselves. And I simply want to say the Metro can find these resources, should find these resources, and our purpose for presenting this motion today is to suggest that we ought to find those resources. These are they who have come today to support this motion. Mr. Chairman, I simply want to ask that the order of the House be maintained with respect to the testimony that will be given. There is a prepared list of those who will testify. We wish to be direct. We wish to be concise. We expect to be clear. And I want to ask those who are here in support of that motion presented in the first item today, if you would just simply rise so that we can recognize you. We would wish for you to rise so we can recognize you. religious leaders, we see heads of nonprofit organizations, many of whom will testify, community activists across the board from both Leimert Park, Park Mesa Heights. We simply come in the spirit of doing what democracy affords, to seek the appropriate decisions from government in a way that it expands equity in our environment. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That concludes my remarks, and I trust that we can go to the speakers.
Here, Malcolm, okay? We don't need anybody yelling out, all right? Here's the what I've worked out with Director Bailey Thomas. We know that many of you have come down in support. You just stood, and I know that there are others in other rooms in support. In order to not be redundant in our testimony, what I've done is agreed to a 30-minute ability for those of you that came down from the Crenshaw area to support this project. I have received a list from Director Ridley Thomas's office. Many of you have signed up. We will get to as many of you as possible. I'm going to do the list first in the 30 minutes. Now, we can put people on the moon, but I've been informed that our clock only goes to 5 minutes. All right? So we're going to the joys of technology. So we're going to do 6 times 5 is 30, all right? I just learned that. Without a calculator, I might add. So we're going to do 5-minute increments, and then 6 times 30 minutes. And then those of you that were not part of the group that came down, I will call you after that 30-minute period, okay? So here we go. And I'm reading from the list presented to me. If they're here, I would appreciate it. Some of the staff, someone from the staff of Congresswoman Maxine Waters is here, I believe, to present a testimony. Followed by Congresswoman Karen Bass and Senator Curran Price.
Good morning. My name is Mikhail Moore. I'm Chief of Staff for Congresswoman Maxine Waters. On behalf of hundreds of thousands of my constituents who will be impacted now and for generations to come by the decisions you make today, I write to express my strong support for the construction of a metro station at Crenshaw, in the Crenshaw LAX Transit Corridor at Leimert Park, listed in the locally preferred alternative as Crenshaw Vernon. Leimert Park is one of the most historically significant focal points of the African American community in Los Angeles. It is filled with art galleries, bookstores, live music, theater, and of course, the Drummers on Sunday afternoon. Every year during the holiday season, I look forward to the Walk, Talk, and Shop tour of Leimert Park Village, organized by Black Women's Forum. The question before the board this morning is a simple one. Will the board support a stop at Leimert and therefore make an investment in the future of the Crenshaw Corridor, or the board vote to join a disturbing historical trend where those in power use public funds to stifle the economic aspirations of certain communities? Those who believe in Leimert know that we are asking for something which requires a bit of imagination and creativity, but not something extraordinary, unprecedented, or impossible. We are asking the board to look forward and not to build a light rail that only reflects the current capacity of Leimert Park, but to instead build one that reflects its potential. We insist that the same view of progressive investment and forward thinking that has been used to put a down payment on the redevelopment of areas like downtown Los Angeles be employed here. We insist that the same flexibility that has been used to transfer funds from proposed projects on the Red Line to fund projects on the Expo Line, Metrolink, and to buy land for the expansion of the Union Station complex be used here. While we recognize that the Crenshaw-Vernon stop would be only 1/2 mile south of Crenshaw-King stop, the combination of these two stops have the potential to become an important anchor to the revitalization of the corridor. Certainly, the precedent created in other communities throughout the system, including the 3 USC adjacent stops within 1 mile of the Expo Line, give me confidence that if the will exists, the law and the budget should allow for this crucial station. To have a train line run down Crenshaw and not stop at Leimert Park would be such a glaring omission that would serve as nothing less than a hostile declaration against the future of this community. It would be like having the line run down Wilshire and not stop at Mocha, or a line not stop at Chinatown, Little Tokyo, or Mariachi Plaza. I appreciate your attention to my concerns and those of my constituents, and look forward to working with you to ensure that the Crenshaw LAX Transit Corridor reflects the true aspirations of our community's taxpayers and voters. Congresswoman Waters.
Thank you. Please. Just cut.
Mr. Chairman.
I would just ask, so that testimony took off, and you stop. I want the clock stopped, please.
I will say to you, the clapping is appreciated in many respects, but it does cut into the time. We are trying to maximize the number of those who can be heard, as the chairman has indicated. So if you can accelerate the pace at which you make your presentation, it will give others an opportunity.
Right. That particular testimony is almost 3 minutes, so I mean, that's no problem, just so everybody understands if we can summarize or support. So, but I do want the clock stop in between testimonies, so it won't be a running clock. Next, from Congresswoman Karen Bass. I don't have...
Actually, I'm from State Senator Karen Price's office.
Okay.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and fellow Board of Directors. On behalf of State Senator Karen Price, who represents the 26th Senate District, which includes a significant portion of the Crenshaw Corridor, I'm here to express Senator Price's strong support for Supervisor Mark Riley Thomas' motion to build a Leimert Park station and construction of a below-grade rail line in the Park Mesa Heights as part of the Crenshaw LAX Transit Corridor project. The motion that you are voting on today will have an important impact on one of the most historic and underserved regions here in Los Angeles. The inclusion of these two elements will not only provide pedestrian safety and decrease traffic congestion in an already highly congested area by an increase in ridership from the community and throughout the LA area, but bring forth an economic boom with more new jobs and visitors and tourists to the community. As you look into the crowd, you can see this motion has broad-based support from a wide array of residents, business groups, and nonprofit and faith-based organizations. This motion would not only benefit the residents of South LA, but all of the greater Los Angeles area. This is why it is Senator Price's hope that the board make the right decision and vote in favor of Supervisor Mark Riley Thomas's motion. Thank you.
Thank you. To stop that, next, is there anyone here from Congresswoman Karen Bass's office? It's on the list, okay. Assembly Member Holly Mitchell. Followed by Assembly Member Steve Bradford.
I'm Charles Stewart, Senior Field Deputy for Assemblywoman Holly Mitchell, who is in the state capitol today conducting the state's business. Dear Chairman Kanabe and Metro Board members, I write in strong support of Board Member Mark Ridley Thomas's proposal that a light rail station in Leimert Park, an underground grade separation in the Park Mesa Heights area, be added to plans for construction of the Crenshaw LAX light rail line. Having spent years of my childhood living in Leimert Park, and as the assembly member who represents the area where the line will operate, I take a strong interest in Metro's decision concerning the line's configuration and the community impacts of that decision. I well recall the community consensus and anticipation in the 1980s for what was expected to be a spur line, eventually connecting the future east-west subway beneath Wilshire Boulevard to LAX. 30 years later, our community has endured massive scaling back on that vision, as the subway station at Wilshire was eliminated from Metro's plans, and Crenshaw's light rail line was truncated at both ends, going no farther north than the Expo line and failing to carry passengers directly into LAX in the south. We've had enough of disappointments and broken promises. As we struggle to sustain the pedestrian-friendly African Village, to protect the residential ambiance of Leimert Park, and to revitalize Crenshaw's businesses, we need Metro's board to heed the united voice of our community. A Leimert Park station with an underground segment extending south to 60th Street is a need, not an option. New York's Wall Street, the financial center of America, brings sellers and buyers to market daily via the number one underground train. Crenshaw Boulevard is the Wall Street of South Los Angeles and needs its rail line underground as well. Railroad tracks divide communities, yet South LA needs a united Crenshaw, one without a moving wall that turns it into an obstacle course for traffic and pedestrians. Our Crenshaw line should be an artery bringing life-sustaining human traffic into the heart of the community. Arteries are embedded and protected below the surface, which is where our rail line needs to be. Sincerely, Holly J. Mitchell, Assemblywoman.
Thank you. Assemblymember Steve Bradford. Anybody here from his office? Okay.
Elected office.
Assemblymember Mike Davis. Anybody here from his office? Okay. Mayor James Butts. I know that there's someone here from the staff for Councilmember Bernard Parks and Councilmember Jan Perry. A joint presentation, all right? Am I correct?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good morning, Dennis Rodriguez, Economic Development Deputy for Councilman Bernard Parks. I'm here to paraphrase a letter that we have written on behalf of Councilman Parks and Perry, a copy of which you should have on your desk. Excuse me. First of all, we would like to say thank you to the board and MTA staff for listening to our concerns over time, specifically placing the train below grade through the Hyde Park community south of 60th Street, and also evaluating a below grade station stop at Exposition at Crenshaw. That said, as we have indicated since our first correspondence to this board in 2009 regarding this line, we continue to strongly advocate for two major outstanding items. Specifically, first, as the African-American cultural hub of Los Angeles, we strongly believe that the Lemur Park community deserves a station stop. To not have a station stop would ultimately turn into a travesty for the Lemur Park community. Second, we strongly believe that the Crenshaw community voice needs to be heard, and that the line is placed to the greatest extent below grade, specifically including the segment between 48th Street and 60th Street. We hope you join us in support of these two items to give the Crenshaw community a first-rate light rail line. On behalf of Councilman Parks and Perry, thank you.
Thank you. Anyone here from Councilmember Herb Wesson's office? All right. Bishop Charles Blake.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and Board. I'm Bishop Charles Blake. I pastor the West Angeles Cathedral on Exposition and Crenshaw Boulevard, right where the Exposition line runs at this present time. I want to support the other speakers who have shared their support of the underground rail line at the Hyde Park area, and also the stop at Lemert Park. There are 62 stores, more than 62 stores and businesses in Lemert Park, and all of these businesses would be hurt and injured if the rail line does not stop excuse me, at Lemert Park. And so we feel that this service should come to our community rather than through our community, and that those of us who are stakeholders in church people and business owners in this area should have the service of the rail line and should have an opportunity to speak regarding the nature and the style with which the rail line operates in our particular area. I also want to speak in support of the tunnel running through Park Mesa Heights. Ultimately, the individuals who use this line will use it to get to the LA airport. And that will increase the usership and raise it to an extremely very high level. Our community would be disrupted if the underground tunnel is not a part of our planning for this area. So I stand to support the motion by Supervisor Mark Ridley Thomas and encourage this board to comply and to support also that particular motion. Those of us who are business owners and stakeholders in the area feel that if it comes through our area, we should have something to say about the way that it operates and impacts our area. Thank you so much, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Bishop. Blair Taylor, followed by Tanua Thrash.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Blair Taylor, President and CEO of the Los Angeles Urban League. Many of you know the Urban League is a 90-year-old institution in South Los Angeles, one of the largest African-American-focused institutions in L.A. City and County. We're also a stakeholder in this. We are located, our headquarters is located at the corner of Crenshaw and Mount Vernon. We're a property owner in that area, and we serve tens of thousands of the residents of Park Mesa Heights and South Los Angeles. The Urban League in total serves 100,000 of Los Angeles's population each and every year. Park Mesa Heights also happens to be the target of a holistic project that we launched several years ago called Neighborhoods at Work. So we work very, very closely with the residents of Park Mesa Heights on issues that are of concern, and most particularly issues such as this with respect to economic development, issues of education, issues of safety, health, and housing. I want to testify today with my strongest possible support as the CEO of the LA Urban League for Mark Ridley Thomas's motion, and I want to urge the support today of both elements of this motion. I think it's easy to try to think about bifurcating this motion and into these two different segments of the underground versus the station. We are urging for your support on both. This is the biggest economic development issue ever in the Crenshaw community, and our community stands totally united, as you're seeing today. It is also a decision that is irreversible. It's going to last for 100 years or more in terms of its duration. So we are urging you to use funds that are less permanent in their impact. For example, maintenance dollars versus these kinds of permanent construction dollars. Again, I urge you to support this motion in full. We have the full support of the community. Have had community meetings with as many as 500 residents in attendance, and you see from this show of support today that we stand united on these two issues. I want to publicly thank Supervisor Ridley Thomas for his continued leadership on this, and just let him know publicly you have served us well on this issue. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Blair. Tunua Thrash, followed by Linda Ricks.
Thank you very much. You did a great job with my name. Good morning, everyone. I'm Tanua Thrash, and we want to thank Supervisor Mark Ridley Thomas for his leadership on this matter. I'm the executive director of the West Angeles Community Development Corporation, and when Bishop Blake came up, he was modest in noting that West Angeles and its entities and sister organizations have invested more than $200 million in the Crenshaw Corridor, beginning with the Cathedral on Exposition. Beyond that, West Angeles, as a nonprofit organization, is a prolific developer of affordable housing and commercial development along the corridor. So we understand the importance of having a stop at Leimert Park and what the economic impacts that might have. We also understand undergrounding the tunnel at Park Mesa Heights also will have significant impact not only on the safety in our community, but as well as the businesses that are there. We're here today because we've learned some things from MTA over the years. You've been able to invest in other parts of Los Angeles, and because of that, you've been able to create great economic incentive there. The three things we've learned from you is that placing a stop at a strategic location enhances and incites catalytic development. That's what Leimert Park is. We've learned that undergrounding stations along thriving mixed-use commercial corridors is a must. You've done that in Hollywood and Wilshire. And we've learned that your regard for safety and uniting commercial businesses is slightly negligent in places where the line runs through South LA, and that's the blue line. We want to learn from that, and we're here today urging you to consider the motion that's put forth today by Supervisor Mark Ridley Thomas. Thank you.
Thank you. Linda Ricks, followed by Denise Hunter.
I am Linda Ricks, and I am a stakeholder in the Park Mesa Heights Community Council, and I urge you to vote for the train to be underground through my community. I live in Park Mesa Heights. A train at grade through Park Mesa Heights will pass by two schools. I am concerned about the safety of our children, and I am also concerned about the traffic that it would create if the train is at grade. So I urge you to accept Park Mesa, Mark Ridley Thomas's motion to put the train underground through Park Mesa Heights.
Thank you. Denise Hunter, followed by Michael Jones.
Good morning. My name is Denise Hunter, and I am the president of FAME Corporations. I also stand here representing First AME Church under the direction of Dr. John Hunter, and as a member of the 5th District of the AME Church under the direction of Bishop T. Lurie Kirkland. The question today for us is not whether or not resources are available, but rather, is Leimert Park worthy of this significant investment? I and the other members of this great community answer this question with a resounding yes. This question requires that we take a critical look at Leimert Park to understand what it means to the Los Angeles community in terms of diversity and culture and from a historical perspective. It also means that we must open our minds not to see just what Leimert Park is now, but what it can be. We all recognize that Leimert Park is the cultural mecca of Los Angeles, but today we are asking the board to see Leimert Park as a cultural hub for this region and, yes, even for this country. We are asking you not to view Leimert Park as a departure point, but as a destination point for families and tourists to come and enjoy the richness of Los Angeles. That Leimert Park is an integral part of what makes Los Angeles great. That greatness deserves a service level of better than F. We are calling on you this morning to do the right thing and to make this investment into Leimert Park and the future of Los Angeles. Leimert Park is worthy of this investment. And we also thank the supervisor this morning for his leadership on this very critical issue for the community.
Thank you, Denise. Next is Michael Jones, followed by Danny Tabor.
Good morning, Chairman and Directors. My name is Michael Jones. I'm President and CEO of the Crenshaw Chamber of Commerce. I represent about 243 businesses in, around, and on the Crenshaw Corridor. A lot has been said about this issue, so I would like to just make my remarks truncated so we can give more time for others to come. Economic development has a great impact here, both on Leimert Park as well as the Park Mesa area. For Leimert Park, for the train not to stop at Vernon would be a travesty. Leimert Park is starting to come up. There's about $9 million being invested in the Vision Theater. Things are happening in Leimert Park, and for that train not to stop there would just be a travesty. Leimert Park is that cultural mecca for our community, also for the city of Los Angeles. The tunnel between 48th and 49th Street, my concern here with regards to economic development is a little bit different from some, in that the time it's going to take to construct at grade is going to have a tremendous impact on all those businesses. I saw this firsthand happening when Max was built in the Portland, Oregon area. I had a chance to see some of the challenges that businesses had with people trying to come down there, and they can't get through because of the construction. And we know that the construction is going to go on for a little bit. So we are in favor of having the train stop at Vernon, as well as, as well as the tunnel between 48th and 59th. We ask for your approval of the motion. Thank you very much.
Next, Danny Tabor, followed by Chris Ayahara.
Mr. Chair, just a moment. I think a reminder is in order of accelerating the comments of the speakers without any disrespect for the quality of the testimony. It's just important that we push forward because there are a number of others who wish to be heard. Also want to acknowledge those who are in the overflow. There are several individuals, hundreds I'm told there, and they deserve to be recognized as well. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Mr. Tabor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the board, my name is Daniel Tabor, former mayor of the city of Inglewood, a member of a coalition for sustainable Inglewood development. And we're today in support of Supervisor Riley Thomas's motion because it makes practical and professional sense. It would be irreparable harm to the Leimert Park community if a station on the Crenshaw line was not developed. It would be, as you've heard, detrimental to the business community along Crenshaw Boulevard if there isn't a tunnel through the Hyde Park and Angeles Mesa community. Why is Inglewood concerned? Because we're the next community down the line. And we recognize that as this line is the backbone of the entire transit system in Los Angeles County, the connection to Los Angeles World Airport, that millions upon millions of people traveling through these communities will be first impressed by the quality of the development that this board puts in place. And if you don't have a station at Leimert Park, and if you don't underground those segments and address the other crossing issues, at great crossing issues of the Crenshaw LX line, you've done this community and this county a disservice. So today we ask, in support of our neighbors to the north, your vote in support of Supervisor Ridley Thomas's motion to build a station at Leimert Park and to underground the Crenshaw line through Park Mesa Heights neighborhood. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Danny. Chris, and then followed by Ray Jones, followed by Brian Butler.
Good morning. My name is Chris Ihara. I'm the transit chair of the Little Tokyo Community Council. We are a 90-member organization of stakeholders in the Little Tokyo area. Little Tokyo has been grappling with a major transit project, the regional connector, and we understand very well what a well-realized project can mean to the community, and we also understand what a poorly realized project will do and how its impact will devastate local businesses. So we are very much in support of the motion as presented today, and we would like to also say that we understand that the Leimert Park area, like Mariachi Plaza, Chinatown, Little Tokyo, these are key historic and cultural centers in the city of Los Angeles. They are important destinations. They are what makes our community vibrant. And so we firmly support that a stop needs to be at the Leimert Park station, that there needs to be a Leimert Park station. Thank you. Excuse me. I have a letter from the Little Tokyo Community Council.
All right.
And I would like to present that as well
here.
As copies.
Right over here. Thank you. Ray Jones, followed by Brian Butler, followed by Damian Goodman.
Good morning. I'm Ray Jones. I'm representing Great Beginnings for Black Babies, an Inglewood-based organization. I'm also representing the South LA Executive Directors Forum, and I'm also a Leimert Park resident. What you are considering today directly impacts the livelihood of all of the residents and the businesses in Leimert Park, as well as Inglewood. We 100% support the supervisor's motion and urge you to do the same. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, Brian Butler, followed by Damian Gooden, followed by Jackie Ryan. Brian Butler here. Okay, Damian.
This is a long time coming. Four and a half. And we have to thank the supervisor for representing our community. I am Damian Goodman. I'm the chair of the Crenshaw Subway Coalition, the Fix Expo campaign, but I want to speak today as the great-great-grandson of Charles Blodgett, Los Angeles' first African-American millionaire, a man who, when he migrated west, invested his dollars building Central Avenue. Central Avenue is no longer the center of African-American commerce and culture. Today, Crenshaw is our Central Avenue, and Leimert Park Village is our nexus. And we, the citizens and elected officials of South LA, stand united to ensure that Crenshaw is preserved and enhanced. This is a historic moment, and we ask each of you to stand here with us. Let's get it right this time. We all bear a heavy burden to our ancestors for the sacrifices they made. We cannot turn our back on them any more than you, Mr. Mayor, could turn your back on the legacy and progress of Tom Bradley and William Elkins. So, board members and Mr. Mayor, vote to move Crenshaw forward, not backward. Choose traffic relief over traffic congestion. Choose economic prosperity over economic death. Choose life over death. Vote for the Park Mesa Heights Tunnel and Leimert Park Village Station.
Thank you. Jackie Ryan, followed by Deanne Kradoff.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, Board of Directors, Supervisor Thomas. I am Jackie Ryan. I am co-owner of Zambezi Bazaar, an African-American cultural store in Los Angeles and in Leimert Park. We have been there for 15 years. There are over 60 businesses in Leimert Park, and most of the businesses in Leimert Park have sustained their stay in Leimert Park. They have sustained their businesses in Leimert Park, and each one of us is hoping that you today will vote for a station at Vernon and Crenshaw to sustain the future of our businesses in Leimert Park. Leimert Park is an international tourist destination. We are on websites in Great Britain, Germany, Japan, South Africa, Turkey, to name a few. Crenshaw Boulevard is our Champs-Élysées. The train should be underground. When you go to the airport in Paris, you can get on the subway and go there all the way underground. Great subways of the world have important cultural destination stops. Leimert Park is the heart of Los Angeles and has a great historical significance. The citizens voted for transportation in our community, and we voted so that our community could survive and flourish. This is for the future, for economic growth and development. We are authentic, cultural, hip, urban, and historic. We need our subway station right where people can come and walk right into our businesses. We need your support. We need the underground subway all the way to the airport, and we appreciate the votes of all of you here today. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Jackie. Next is Deanne Kradoff, followed by Reverend William D. Smart, Jr.
Good morning. My name is Deanne Kradoff. I'm representing Audubon Middle Magnet School at 11th and MLK in Leimert Park. Thank you, Supervisor Ridley Thomas, for inviting us. I have to acknowledge I have 50 students that came with us. They were not allowed to sit to give room for the adults, but they are present. I started writing something because I am a resident, I'm a parent, and I said, well, let me think for a second. So this is what I came up with. Leimert Park is seen internationally as a center for Black media and culture. It gives us the sounds, our style, and the flavors of our history. And then I said, wait a minute. State facts and figures, Deanne, don't go with emotion. So I have a couple of facts, something that I wrote down in 2008. And I am a realtor, and I'm interested in not just development of businesses, but home ownership. And some of the things that I noted, children are forced to walk across the tracks to get from school in Culver City. We have zero. We have thousands in Leimert Park and other areas. Motorists forced to cross the tracks in Culver City. We have zero. Thousands here. Streets permanently closed, worsening traffic and slicing the community in half. Culver City, we have zero. I'd also like to say homes not protected by sound walls in Culver City, zero. And South LA, hundreds. I'd like for you to just take a moment with those thoughts. Give that some consideration. I know I'm not going to get all these. It's a wish list for me, but I'd like to just get the two motions passed. Thank you.
Thank you. Reverend William D. Smart, followed by Mayor James Butts, followed by Darren Harris from Assemblymember Bradford's office.
I'm Reverend William D. Smart, Chairman of the Board of SCLC. Eric Lee, our President, will speak for us.
Good morning. I just came in from Washington, D.C. because this issue is of critical importance to our community. You have here gathered today the church community, the civil rights community, our nonprofits. You have a board member from the NAACP that is here for this very issue. We strongly urge the approval of Supervisor Ridley Thomas's motion regarding the metro running through the heart of the African-American community. You've heard testimony about the merits of approving the motion. But what is at issue here is equity in the distribution of resources for our community. Far too long have decisions been made that do not respect the principles of justice and equality. For the African American community in 2011 to engage in a process of reminding you about the sacrifices and contributions that African Americans have made to America that reflects diversity, equality of opportunity, and equal access to resources demonstrate that we still have a long way to go. You have the opportunity today and the moral and ethical obligation to unanimously support Supervisor Ridley Thomas's motion. We thank you very much for doing what is right to do.
Mayor James Butts, followed by Darren Harris from Assemblymember Bradford's office, followed by Malcolm Klugman.
Hi, I'm James Butts. I'm a former 20-year veteran of the Inglewood Police Department, 15-year veteran as chief of police of the Santa Monica Police Department, and I worked for 4 years for Mayor B. Ragosa in the city of Los Angeles in charge of counterterrorism at LA International Airport. And currently I'm mayor of the city of Inglewood. But equally important, I grew up in the Crenshaw Leimert Park area, and I know firsthand personally that that is a critical and key cultural icon in the black community. What we do for Leimert Park has implications for how Inglewood would be treated when we move on down the line. And I wholeheartedly support, along with former Mayor Tabor, Supervisor Mark Ridley-Thomas's efforts to ensure that the Crenshaw LAX rail system includes design elements that enhance the overall safety and economic development opportunities of the transit corridor, and stress safety. So I urge you to adopt the supervisor's recommendations. Thank you. Good to see you, Mayor.
Thank you. Mr. Harris, on behalf of Assemblymember Bradford, followed by Malcolm.
Good morning. My name is Darren Harris. I'm a deputy for State Assemblymember Stephen Bradford. And as chairman of the Assembly Committee on Utilities and Commerce, Assemblymember Bradford is pleased to support the Crenshaw LAX rail line as another positive public works project within his district for his constituents. Nonetheless, he is urging that the board supports the proposal before Metro to place the Crenshaw LAX rail line below grade in the Park's Mesa Heights area, and that a Leimert Park station at Vernon Avenue be included in within this route. Running a train at a street level through Park Mesa will not only endanger pedestrians, including students at Crenshaw High, View Park Charter, View Park Middle School, St. John's Catholic, as the Public Utilities Commission commented on, but it will also harm businesses by removing parking and landscape, increasing traffic gridlock. Furthermore, an at-grade station will run slower and keep the rail line from attracting the most passengers possible. In addition to running the train below grade, the rail line must serve the Leimert Park area, a cultural gem within the city and the most important commercial center along the route. Failing to build a station at Vernon Avenue will bypass one of the most attractive destinations from the rail line and limit neighborhood opportunities. Mr. Bradford strongly supports this motion and he looks forward to its implementation. Thank you.
Thank you. We're now, that was the 30 minutes. To those of you that were here with Director Ridley-Thomas, we acknowledge all of you and the others that did not speak, that you're part of the record as well as your thin little book of 5,000 signatures. and now the other members of the public, Mr. Klugman, we'll go to 1 minute now. Thank you.
I want to speak in very strong support of putting a station at Leimert Park Village. It would be a triumph of art over Walmart, which is where the Martin Luther King station is going to be. And it's and I invite everybody on July 4th to go to Leimert Park because it's a wonderful place with concerts and everything going on. Now, the other part of it is the underground tunneling. And Zev, we got to talk about this because if you're going to make carve-outs for the gulch with the condos on Wilshire Boulevard, if everybody's special and everybody gets their own little thing, then how are we going to get these projects under budget and completed? So you have to think when you just say, okay, we'll let this neighborhood have this and this neighborhood have that. Well, how are you going to get everything done that you really need to get done?
Ongoing fight, isn't it, Mr. Klugman? William Price, followed by Barbara Lott Holland. This is the non-Crenshaw.
Hello, my name is William Price. I'm a past project manager with the Community Redevelopment Agency of the City of Los Angeles. And I had an opportunity to work in the Crenshaw area, specifically in the Crenshaw community as it relates to Leimert Park. I just wanted to state that it's very important that this Leimert Station happens. Leimert Park is recognized as a jewel for the city of Los Angeles in terms of cultural tourism, and it is also in need of assistance in terms of reaching that full potential that that it can. I would just like to say that I know that MTA likes to foster economic development through transit-oriented projects. This is the perfect opportunity to do that, and this is something that would be appreciated for a long time and will go a long way, not only for that community, but for the city as a whole. Thank you.
Thank you. Barbara Lott Holland, followed by Sun Young Yang, followed by Kimberly Richards.
Someone left their phone up here.
Someone left a phone up there.
Someone left their phone.
If it rings, answer it.
Nah. Good morning, Chairman and board members. My name is Barbara Lott Holland, co-chair of the Bus Riders Union and the resident of the Crenshaw Corridor. Given the long history of substandard bus service in South LA, the BRU is very concerned with MTA and Supervisor Mark Ridley Thomas' interest in a light rail in our community. Evidence of past projects have shown that rail has not significantly reduced the amount of cars on the street and highways, and it will consume a more subsidy than a first-class bus system. If the Expo Light Rail has already went $250 million over budget and seven bus lines has been shortened or eliminated, how much more bus service will be reduced when this line is implemented? Supervisor Mark Ridley Thomas, we are in need of political leadership to expand and protect the bus service in South LA and all transit services. The quality of transit service and mobility will only be compromised if the project proceeds as it
Thank
is.
You.
So we are asking this board to implement a BRT instead. Thank you.
Thank you. Sun Young Yang, followed by Kimberly Richards, followed by John Walsh.
Good morning. So I'm just here to raise two significant issues, is that any project that proceeds in South LA, the Bus Riders Union is asking for the protection of bus service. Many of either the Crenshaw line or the Expo line needs to be, the service will be, it will not provide good quality service if the existing bus service is not protected. And we don't want to repeat the same thing that we saw with the Exposition line, where seven bus lines were eliminated as the service went through. And we are asking that this board, whatever decision that you make today, make sure that the existing bus service is also protected, and that, you know, both bus service and all the other services could be enhanced through the protection of that. We're also concerned about where the funding will come from, but we really hope that none of the operation funding gets touched. But we do believe that the community has the right to ask for these things. We just need a commitment from this board to protect bus service and operation
Thank
funding.
You.
Thank you.
Kimberly Richards, followed by John Walsh, followed by Dennis Heineman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, directors. I am not going to deem myself qualified to determine whether or not a station should exist at Leimert Park and Vernon, or even whether it should be undergrounded. I do, however, note that later on this agenda, item 17 is to be taken up, the subject being the fiscal responsibility policy for Measure R transit project contingencies. And I have heard Director Ridley Thomas numerous times chide us for not being fiscally responsible. And yet, we have this matter before us. Directors, to take this item without also taking item 17 concurrently would be like building the Red Line without a station at Century City.
Thank you. Mr. Walsh, followed by Dennis Heineman, followed by Arnold Sachs. Mr. Walsh not here. Mr. Heineman? Dennis? Followed by Arnold Sachs, followed by Rick Watts.
Hi, my name is Dennis Heineman. Metro is dealing with a finite amount of money for Measure R projects. The increasing costs of these projects are making it less likely that all the projects are going to be completed for Measure R, and voters are very unlikely to okay another half-cent sales tax. So voting for this increase project cost to almost five times the cost of the Orange Line BRT extension with its bridge over Lassen Street is not appropriate. You could build 39 miles of the Orange Line extension for the cost of this project. It takes passengers also for the travel time. It takes passengers several minutes to get in and out of a tunnel. This adds to the travel time. You are much more likely to get hit by a car than a train, and where is the concern about the danger of the cars on the street? For the added cost of this project over a BRT line, you could build over 3,300 miles of bike paths and more hundreds of thousands of people a day.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Walsh, and then followed by Arnold Sachs, followed by Rick Watts, followed by Tut Hayes.
John Walsh, telling you.
The board, please. Thank you.
They tell me how to stand. I just want you to know that a lot of people don't know, but I am a white rapper. And I would like to, I'm not going to do the whole thing. The title of my rap is Subway to the Sea Ain't For Me. It won't hurt to add Lemert. You agree? But this is at the expense. I want to tell you about these people up here. Just a couple of weeks ago, seven people voted to cut bus service. I hope people now, they go, seven of them to cut bus for efficiency. Guess what? All seven of them were white guys. Okay? No racism up here. Look, the mayor doesn't even think this is important enough. The mayor of Iragosa, I don't
think. Walsh, please testify to the item, please. Thank you.
This is going to arrest me if I don't watch out.
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay, just want to point out that what I'm saying is true, that you know that why they don't want to spend this extra $150 million is for the subway to the
city. That's it. Mr. Sachs, followed by Rick Watts, followed by Tut Hayes.
Thank you. Good morning, Arnold Sachs. I'd quickly like to read an article here. This is from the Pasadena. This is the Pasadena News from Sunday, October 19th. This is regarding the project. Three other transportation corridors slated for study are areas where the MTA wanted to build rails but no longer has the money. One was the Exposition Boulevard Rail right-of-way, San Fernando Valley East-West Corridor Transportation, and the downtown Los Angeles to LAX via Crenshaw Boulevard by either Florence or Prairie Avenues. By the way, this is from 1997. So here we are in 2011. What took so long? Oh, by the way, the reason they didn't have the money is because they spent $1 billion on the lawsuit filed by the Bus Riders Union for more transit, for more buses. By the way, I'd also like to admonish some of those people here. Nobody's been here to question why the subway to the sea has 17 alternatives. The downtown connector wasn't built 20 years ago that now costs $102 billion. The Crenshaw Construction Authority.
Time's up. Mr. Watts.
To the speakers.
Followed by Mr. Hayes.
Thank you again, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Rick Watts, I'm the Vice Chair of the West Hollywood Disabilities Advisory Board, on the board of the Stonewall Democratic Club, and I'm on the board of the Lay Speaking Ministries of the Los Angeles District of the United Methodist Church, and a member of Hollywood United Methodist Church, which has benefited so immensely from the development caused by MTA approval of the Red Line through West Hollywood, or through the Hollywood area. I'm speaking in favor of Supervisor Mark Ridley Thomas's motion in favor of putting the stretch of the line underground to protect the housing there and the businesses there, and in favor of the stop for Lemert Park. You need to plan ahead. You need to think smart. Use vision. Do the right thing, and use the funds for the communities that really need them and really deserve them. Thank you very much.
When you put a speeding train on the ground and demand that people risk crossing in front of it, you know that they're going to be injured, maimed, and killed. You know that. That's a fact. That's premeditated murder. Are there any consequences? Of course there are. There will be revenge, there will be retaliation, and you will be held accountable. Even if you leave office when this thing is constructed, you will be hunted, you will be seeked, just like Nazi hunters do, when you do these things to the people in our community. Now, this may sound rather extraordinary, but it's a necessary action, because you cannot kill people, maim people, and injure people for the sake of saving a dollar. A lot of harm has come to my people because money was involved. Their lives have been destroyed. Now you want to destroy their bodies and their existence.
Gerard Wright, followed by Hillary Norton, followed by Leon Jenkins.
Good morning, board members. I just wanted to at least make a motion, or not motion, I'm not one of you directors yet. I want to at least make a support for Leimert Park Station. It is a cultural jewel of South Los Angeles. You can't hear me?
No.
Okay, I'm
make
sorry
sure
about that.
Mic's...
I put it right up to my mouth. Can you hear me now, sir? Okay, very good. Thank you very much.
Check the mic in the back, please, make sure the volume's up.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right, and it's not going to take me that long. I support the Leimert Park Station. Find any way to adjust the budget to LPA to at least get that station in there. I believe it can be done. The other items I'm not going to touch because I do not live in that part of Leimert or that part of Park Mesa, so I'm not qualified to judge that. However, we do need to be fiscally responsible on all fronts to get the funding, either to look at other means of reducing the project budget, such as looking at that portion on the south runway to, you know, reduce the cost of that instead of that being a tunnel. So let's find ways to get this project in budget to get the quality line that the region deserves. Thank you very much.
Hillary Norton, followed by Leon Jenkins, and finally, last speaker will be Mike Stevens.
Good morning. My name is Hillary Norton, and I am the executive director of FAST, Fixing Angeleno Stuck in Traffic, and we are a public-private partnership to support relieving traffic in every way that we can. And I'm here to support Supervisor Ridley Thomas's motion. I had the honor of working for him in 1992 when we rebuilt the community, starting at Leimert Park after the civil disturbance. And 20 years later, this is another way of continuing that rebuilding effort. We also support the fact that Mark Ridley Thomas has been consistent in supporting the 5th and Flower Station to come back, even though we knew that that needed to be sacrificed in order to put a station underground at Little Tokyo. We support improving communities that need it, that voted for Measure R just like everybody else, and we support safety as well as economic development, and we're here to support Supervisor Ridley Thomas's motion.
Thank you very much. Leon Jenkins, followed by Mike Stevens.
Good morning. My name is Leon Jenkins. I'm the president of Los Angeles NAACP, and I harbor no illusion as to whether the people that sit here that makes this vote, will have this vote, have not at some point made up their mind or close to it. And there's been a lot said in support of Supervisor Mark Ridley Thomas' motion and resolution. But the thing is that I think it's reasonable for people to always be able to justify the things that they want to support. I would like to say just at this moment, at this time, concentrate a little bit more on that area, the people that live there, the historic elements that are involved, the ability to, by doing this simple, small act in a budget that spans millions, would help revitalize an area of the community that has suffered for about 30, 40 years. So just be a little open and reconsider your position if you're not in support. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Stevens, and then that's it.
Well, thank you, board members. My name is Mike Stevens. I'm newly elected as a council member in the city of Inglewood, but I'm speaking to you here today as a resident in the city of Inglewood. I totally support this item brought forward by Supervisor Mark Ridley Thomas. What I would like to ask you, if we are, in fact, at a later date and time, if there are any dollars that remain from the Arborvitae Interchange Project, if we choose to use that as a funding source, or the LAX Green Line, please, let's use it for Inglewood's intersection of La Brea and Florence for that to be below grade. any dollars that remain after we place Leimert Park, that segment underground, we use it at also Centinela and Florence. So that is what I would like to bring before you, is that
Thank you.
Use those dollars that remain for those two intersections,
LaBrea
and
Centinela.
Thank you.
Willie Edwards, and that's it. Mr. Edwards, you're still.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Jenkins has spoken on behalf of the NAACP. I'm making a personal plea and thank the supervisor for his outstanding leadership on this issue. As I look around this table with Mr. Wiesar and Mr. Yoslowski and Mr. Antonovich, boy, I know we have the votes. I know if the mayor's here, we got the votes. So we're just very excited about this going to be passed. And so thank you all very much for hearing us. And we are waiting for the vote. Thank you very much.
Okay, that completes the...
Mr. Chairman, I would...
Wait a minute, can I just... You guys are killing me. Okay. Dennis Schneider was put in the wrong stack, okay? Please, 1 minute. That's it.
I won't even take that much. Dennis Schneider, thank you, Mr. Chair, board members. I just want to say that if we don't do this, it's sort of like kissing your sister. It's almost...
I love my sister.
I do. I love my sister, too, but it wouldn't be as good. What I am suggesting... What I do want you to look at, though, is some of the alternative sources for money. This is the key and why I wanted to speak. I noticed this is being done by production, where you're running production and design at the same time. That is typically more expensive. Take a look at what the cost is in terms of time, and maybe you can save enough money to do this and several of the other options. That might be another way. As Mike Stevens mentioned, also the Arborvitae exit, we've killed it four times now. The money is still sitting there. Thank you.
Thank you. What motion?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move to bifurcate the item. There are two distinct actions contemplated in Director Ridley Thomas's motion, one being the undergrounding of Park Mesa Heights, the second being the Leimert Park Vernon Station. So I would move that we bifurcate, first consider the Park Mesa Heights and then consider Leimert Park as separate actions.
Okay. Motion and a second, without objection, to bifurcate. I do think we need a staff response to the testimony, to the motion before us, give staff a chance to respond. So just so the public understands, we're bifurcating the two separate actions. One is Leimert Park Station as well, and the other is the underground.
Which should we take first?
Well, first of all, we're having staff respond to the entire motion.
Got okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just some brief comments and then a staff presentation if the board would so desire. December of 2009, the board adopted the locally preferred alternative for the Crenshaw LAX project. This had the Vernon Avenue Station as an option, but not the subway. This motion, of course, includes a subway segment as well as the additional station at Leimert Park. The board-approved project has been developed without those two components, using the very same standards and criteria used throughout the county. In fact, this project, as approved now, has more underground stations than any other light rail line. We've conducted extensive outreach throughout the area, got a great deal of public input. I would note that Crenshaw is a very broad avenue, very clean sight lines. All crossings are at right angles. The proposed project is safe and appropriate as is. I do have to make some comments that although we do not find on a technical basis the subway or the station to be justified, we don't believe it's consistent with standards or with other lines in Long Beach, Washington Boulevard, Pasadena, the San Gabriel Valley, Highland Park, East LA, the Expo Line. So we think it's not necessary to do these things. I do want to know, even if it were, there is a financial problem which is serious. The project right now exceeds the Measure R approved amount of money by between $50 and $100 million. Being discussed at the current time is an additional $400 million. with therefore causing a problem on the order of $500 million. It's been suggested that we might be able to reallocate funds to cover this amount. There is no reallocation of funds without impacts. Those impacts will be on other projects. I do want to note there was some discussion about Union Station. We did, if you will, borrow $75 million of this account, referenced account. That is a loan that will be paid back. The other amounts that we've allocated funding to were basically overruns on projects that were already in process, one being Expo, one being the Metro Express congestion management project. We had little choice there but to cover the overrun. So what we have here is we don't think it's justified. We don't think we can afford it without major impacts, negative impacts. And I need to comment, we are in a very constrained financial situation. Measure R proceeds are down. When the program was developed, we assumed $40 billion. It's probably $36 billion or less now, and yet the list of deliverables remains the same. We faced a very serious state financial situation in which transit funding is not secure. And in fact, funding for current projects, Expo 1, the 405, the Orange Line extension, are at jeopardy because of the troubled state budget situation and failure to sell bonds. I also note that in Washington, there is discussions of a 36% reduction in the federal transportation program that would affect both highways and transit, possibly the New Starts program. So we have this issue that we must confront it in a constrained economic environment, and therefore staff has not recommended and is not recommending the suggested enhancements. There is a PowerPoint presentation that Martha can make if the board so desires.
Okay, colleagues, you want to see the PowerPoint, or you like to see it? Okay.
Good morning, Chair and directors. I'd like to start the presentation by going back to the context within which you're making this decision. The board has acted on these two matters that are before you today once before. In December 2009, when the board adopted the LPA, the locally preferred alternative, as a light rail transit project, it included one station at Martin Luther King Boulevard and an optional station at Limerick Park Village. I'd like to note those are both noted as Limerick Park Village. They're not exactly in the same spot. They're about 0.6 miles away. And then it also included the at-grade alignment at Park Mesa Heights. So that's what the board approved before. What we've been carrying forward in the continuation of the environmental work are the two stations and just the at-grade section at Park Mesa Heights. I'd also like to point out that the cost right now for the base project, not including these two additional items, is running at somewhere between $49 and $100 million over the targeted funding amount of $1.1715 billion. And finally, the project is well along. The a draft of the final environmental document is at the FTA now. They're reviewing it, and we are hopeful to be able to get the final document out this summer. As you know, these are the two proposed additions to the scope of work. Let me take each one at a time, starting with the station, an additional station for Limerick Park.
Yes. It's a little louder.
Is it not working? Sorry. It's hard to tell when you're sitting here. It sounds really loud. Is that better? Okay, I'll talk right into it. Okay, first of all, in terms of locating the stations at Limerick Park, the location of the station in this area went through an extensive amount of discussion with the community. Numerous outreach meetings were held, and various alternatives were discussed. With the people that we met with over the course of those meetings, the preference, the mandate was for one station, and the preference was for the Martin Luther King location. It generated more riders, as you can see there, at 1,390 riders in a 2030-year projection. And it was, I think that's probably because it was closer to the shopping center. The Limerick Park station at Vernon generated about 800 to 900 in 2030. And it's estimated at cost, because it needs to be below grade, at $130 million in year of expenditure dollars. Just as a point of reference, elsewhere on the Metro Rail subway stations have ridership more than 3,000 each. So both of these are on the lower end of daily ridership. Next, let me go to the Park Mesa Heights underground issue at the time that all the draft environmental work done was done and continuing now into the final work. We used all of the environmental criteria and safety policies that we apply to all projects throughout the county. We apply them equally. We use the grade crossing policy and all the environmental criteria. And the conclusion is that this, like so many other projects throughout the county, in this one section of Park Mesa Heights, which is very wide, as Mr. Leahy noted, an at-grade solution is a safe solution. The cost of undergrounding and tunneling in this section would be $269 million. It would save from 1 to 2 minutes in time. It might add 760 riders, which again is a low figure compared to the figures you saw before. And we're just pointing out that there are similar at-grade applications in Long Beach, Pasadena, East Los Angeles, throughout the county. Next, going to the funding issues, you have at the top the base project funding of 1.715, which the team is trying hard to stay within. The current project, the base project, is currently above anywhere from $49 to $100 million. They're still working on value engineering and some options in different parts of the project. And these two items that you were being asked to consider today would add another $400 million. So if you add those two last items, taking the higher figure of 100 and 400, it's an additional funding requirement of $500 million, which would make the total project cost roughly $2.2 billion. As Mr. Leahy also pointed out, we are operating in a new economic and a rather uncertain economic climate. The state funding, we are estimating a cut for our funds of up to $574 million. Federal funding, they're still considering all this in Congress, of course, but it may be cut by a billion or more. We're also operating with the policies that you've established before. That's the staff's job, is to operate with what you have set out. And the LRTP, the Long Range Transportation Plan, sets priorities and has some constraints on what can be transferred. And also the Measure R ordinance itself prohibits transfers unless we go back to state law and change state law. In addition, previous board actions that you have more recently approved, the unified cost management process and the priorities established in the Transportation Improvement Plan are mandates that we are working within as well. So if the board chooses to add $500 million to this project, there will be an impact on other projects. All of the LRTP funds are targeted for specific projects and programs. There's no unprogrammed money. The only source available there, therefore, is deferring previously approved projects or eliminating them that are identified and previously approved in the LRTP. As Mr. Leahy pointed out, there have been some deferrals made in the past. Those have been a loan for Union Station and some decisions on project cost overruns that came from the lower priority items. So now if we look at two scenarios, scenario one would be just the Vernon Station. That's estimated at $131 million, plus or minus. We're still estimating that. We're in process. But it's a lower grade station, so it's not the less expensive at-grade station. Where would the funds come from? The funds, where we would go, David can explain this more carefully if you'd like, where we would go are to the lower priority items in the TIP program that you have previously approved. And the lower items are these that are noted up there from line items number 171 to 176, and they're all in the good repair requirements. So you can see the list there of items that would have to be deferred to a later time or eliminated. It's renovation and rehab. It's train control. You can read it yourself. But it's a lot of items that we are ready to do to maintain the fleet and the facilities. Scenario two would be for the $400 million is both the station and Park Mesa Heights undergrounding. Then you start to go up the priority list into more precious items, new bus acquisitions, bus facility maintenance, additional rail capital improvements, and finally potentially eating into the East San Fernando Valley North-South Rapidway project. So those are, as an optional list, these are line items that are targeted as a cluster and not prioritized within that line item. That would be, again, up to you. The next steps for the project are that the board is, we're expecting, as I said, to be able to bring the final environmental documents to you, working on our normal path in the next few months. If we included the station in additional tunneling, it would delay those environmental documents. We would have to go back in and rewrite some sections and work with the FTA on them. So in conclusion, based on our mandate to follow the policies that you've set in place, the staff recommendation is that that we should follow the previously approved LPA and not add to the scope and include these two items. Thank you. I have both Roger Diaz, the project manager for the project, for the environmental work, and David Yale here to answer any further questions.
And are there any questions of staff at this particular point in time? Sure. Go ahead, Director Yaroslavsky. We'll start with Director Yaroslavsky. If you'd like to speak, then please use your request to speak button so I can keep order up here. Thank you.
Yeah, I just want to go through the history of this project going back to the beginning of the last decade, because there's been a lot of history to this project, and it's had several iterations, and it's come a long way since 2001. So I'm going to ask you a series of questions I hope you can answer as we get it out, everybody can understand. Was this project funded in the original, or not the original, but the 2001 long-range transportation plan?
Yes, it was.
And what was the funding level at that time?
I don't know the answer to that question off the top of my head.
Does the figure $346 million ring a bell?
Yes. That's possible.
Possible, okay. I thought it might jog your
much
memory.
Much later in the plan for a smaller amount of money, yes.
Right. And at the time in the 2001 long-range transportation plan, what kind of a project was the Crenshaw Transit Corridor contemplating?
At that time, this is probably maybe a Roderick question.
I think it was not determined yet, but there were iterations where it was either a BRT project or an LRT project. The last iteration before this round, it was contemplated as a BRT project.
Right. And for $350 million, which is approximately what was in the LRTP at that time, you couldn't build a light rail project, could you? It was busway at best, is that right?
It would not be able to build a light rail project.
And did we have a full funding grant agreement with the federal government for anything on Crenshaw at that time?
I understand it was all locally funded, so there was no full funding grant agreement.
And there isn't a full funding grant agreement or any federal money in this project now, correct?
No, there is an application for a federal grant to help fund a federal loan through the TIFIA program.
Other than the TIFIA issue, there's no federal New Starts money in this. So,
correct.
As a practical matter, this project as we now know it, the light rail project, wasn't really funded, correct? Beyond the $346 million.
Beyond the $346 million, a light rail project was not funded in the previous light rail, long-range transportation plan.
And that money could definitely not have funded a light rail project. You couldn't have gotten much light rail for $350 million.
Right, not for the full length of the corridor as it is
right.
Now.
You would have gotten a few miles. Now, then comes Measure R in 2008. Right, and we all know about, most of us were here when that came about. And Measure R included a line item for the Crenshaw project. Is that correct?
That is correct.
How much was funded what was the total budget for this project in Measure R when it was approved by the voters in 2008?
The project was in the plan for
$1.47 billion.
$1.47 billion in 2008 dollars. Right. When escalated, that would be $1.715 billion.
And this board voted to escalate it sometime after 2008 to $1.715 billion. Is that correct?
That's right. It's necessary to do so to build it in year of expenditure dollars.
And $1.715 billion to the year of expenditure is the current budget for the project, correct?
That's right.
So the project went from $350 million roughly to $1.7 billion roughly as a result of Measure R, correct?
Correct.
Correct.
Yeah.
Thank you. I didn't think that was a hard question.
Yeah.
None of these questions are trick questions.